Medical case sheet, Army Form I-1237. Numbered admission and discharge book, 1139. Regimental number, 56947. Surname, Milner. Christian name, J. Year, 1916. Unit, 14th Reserve Battalion, RFA. Age, 25. Service, 6 years. Station and date, East Leeds War Hospital, Hare Hills Road, Leeds. June the 1st, 1916. Disease, shell shock, coarse tremor. Patient went to France, August 1914, with the original expeditionary force attached to the Royal Field Artillery, a large howitzer. During the retreat from Mons at Cambrai on August 27th, they were nearly captured. German infantry surrounded them and were only 300 yards away. They retreated stealthily, travelled sometimes all day and night. It is evident that the mental strain was considerable. At Ypres, on April 1915, the explosion of a high explosive shell lifted him from his feet and dashed him against the wheel of the howitzer. He was dazed and semi-conscious for a short time. On attempting to exhort his comrades to seek shelter, they were lying in the ditch, he found he could not speak. Weakness of the limbs supervened later, and he was sent from hospital to hospital until 3 months later he reached Le Touquet near Boulogne. There, ether was administered, and as he regained consciousness, he spoke and has retained speech ever since. He was sent to Leicester, England, May 24th, 1915, and on the crossing, he developed tremor, and that has, with variations, grown worse. Since then, up to 2 months ago, when he improved to such an extent that he could shave. He has lost weight, his legs are wasted, and he cannot now stand. He has difficulty in eating and drinking. The tremor varies. On the days when it is bad, he has difficulty in passing urine, so that he will remain unrelieved for as long as 24 hours. At these times, his tongue becomes foul and thickly coated. His pupils react normally to light and accommodation. His difficulty in reading arises simply from lack of confidence between the tremor of his hands and that of his head. There is blurring of the type. His memory and intelligence are good. His organs are sound. Urine, acid, specific gravity, 10126. Phosphates present, no albumin or sugar. The tremor ceases during sleep and grows worse under observation. The head movements are coarse, lateral, and no doubt involve the facial muscles. The arms and legs remain quiet until inspection occurs, whilst the right hand or foot is being observed. The head movements are aggravated, the head being violently jerked to the right side. The inspection of the left side produces similar symptoms. Ankle clonus is present, abnormal reflex movements of the foot, worse on the left side. Knee jerks increased, other reflexes normal. There is no loss of sensation.